Daily Scramble Live with Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty. Today's guest,
a seven-piece band out of Costa Mesa. They're called Moonsville Collective.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty.
Seven-piece band, where are they going to sit? There's nowhere to sit in here.
Exactly, I have no idea.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Welcome to Daily Scramble Live. Our big, giant, ridiculously huge announcement is coming up in just a few minutes.
And Jason and I will recap our Halloween weekends. I'm sure we had very different ones.
Halloweekends.
And we'll get you geared up for November. James Pribram will call in and tell us what to expect in the surf and weather.
He's an eco warrior. And we're going to try and squeeze a seven-piece band in here. I've no idea how that's going to go. Keep it here and find out. It's Daily Scramble Live.
Daily Scramble, Daily Scramble Live. Daily Scramble, Daily Scramble Live.
All right. Good morning, Jason Fetty.
Morning, mate. What's up?
Cool. I'm glad you waited to go in the air to open your protein bar.
Really
good timing.
Let's go home.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. We have a big announcement. And I can tell you're very ready for it.
No, I'm totally ready for it. I'm having a protein bar. I'm ready for it. I've got protein in my system. Wait a minute. A little coffee. Excuse me a second. Ah, it's better. Okay.
Good. So now that everyone's waited for that, we've been talking all weekend about how we have a big announcement right now. And I don't know. Should I let the announcer do it?
We should. Wait a minute. We should build up to this. This is like a big deal.
Do it. Build it.
So here's the thing. We make announcements periodically, and some of them are big. Some of them are even bigger. But this is the biggest one you're going to hear today. Now, are we going to let the announcer? We've put a little promo thing together.
Yeah.
And we usually do that, don't we?
I think we should let the announcer do it.
Shall we?
Shall we now? Do you want to build it up anymore?
Oh, it's just so exciting. I don't know. Maybe we should just build some more tension. People are going, will you just get on with it? Just get on with it.
Let me set the stage for it.
Okay.
Let me say how the announcement happened before playing the announcement. Every year, the montage does a tree lighting, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the unfortunate news is that this year, the montage cannot do a tree lighting.
Wah, 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 wah.
So guess who the montage called?
Charles Wiggs.
They called us and said, hey, let's do something. And this is it.
This holiday season, get ready to cut loose. Montage and KX93.5 present Winter Concert Classic with Kenny Loggins. Bring the whole family to Irvine Bowl, Pageant of the Masters on December 13th to hear Kenny's hits and also holiday favorites from pop harmonizing group The Shadow Boxers.
Every day will be like a
local favorite David Allen Baker. The kids will love our Winter Wonderland in the Festival of Arts grounds with cookie decorating, falling snow, and a visit from old Saint Nick himself. Enjoy complimentary hot chocolate and holiday treats with adult libations available for purchase. Proceeds will benefit KX93.5, Boys and Girls Club of Laguna Beach, and School Power, Laguna Beach Educational Foundation. Don't miss Kenny Loggins at Laguna's most beautiful concert venue, Irvine Bowl, Sunday, December 13th at 6 p.m. Tickets at KX93.5.com.
Wow.
That is incredible. I gave you a choice of two promos and you went for the one without the limiting on the master.
That's what you're concerned with right now. Hey, Kenny Loggins is coming to Laguna Beach.
I know. It's so exciting.
It really, really is.
Cloggins. Can't wait.
Yule Loggins.
Exactly.
So that's the backstory, is that Montage unfortunately can't do their tree lighting this year. Which is sad, because they bring 6,000 people to the montage, and it's because of construction that they're having that they can't do it.
Have you been to that thing before? I've never been to it.
It's a madhouse, but it's incredible. Yeah. So this year, they still wanted to give back to the community in some way, and that's why they ended up doing this show. And as you know, it's very, very rare and very difficult to use Irvine Bowl, which is our local outdoor amphitheater where Pageant of the Masters is, that we've used once before for the Beach Boys, and now we get to use again for Kenny Loggins partnering with the montage And that's very exciting for us.
It's brilliant. It's going to be a really fun night. And it's our, you know, the town's Christmas celebration. One of the town's, going to be one of the town's major Christmas celebrations. I'm thinking of
Hospitality Night
is a big deal.
Yes. Yeah, I think this is definitely going to rival that. You know, we can fit a couple thousand people into the bowl. We sold out the Beach Boys show, which definitely tells you that you need to buy some tickets.
Yeah.
So they go on sale to pre-sale people tomorrow. Tomorrow at 10 a.m., they will go on sale only to pre-sale access folks. That includes our members. So our members, anybody who's a member of the station, gets pre-sale to the show, which can get you a better seat in Irvine Bowl. So if you're not yet a member of the station, you can sign up online, let's say today, and you'll get an access code that gets you access to tickets. You can find a link to information and to tickets on our website just moments after this message when I make it live.
Tremendous fun. It really will. It's going to be really great. The montage, obviously, good at this kind of thing. And we are bringing Kenny Loggins. We're good at the music side of stuff. Can't wait. I think it's magnificent.
Very exciting. Yeah. Again, the Winter Concert Classic is what it's called. Kenny Loggins, Shadow Boxers, which is a really cool harmonizing group, kind of a male pop group that's up and coming right now. And a local favorite, David Allen Baker, who you've seen play piano around town. He's going to do only Christmas music or holiday music.
So it's pure kitschy Christmas night. It's going to be really fun. We got booths out there. There'll be food available and all that.
There'll be food courtesy of the montage. Wow. There'll be drinks courtesy of the montage.
I'll have the foie gras.
The champagne may or may not be falling snow. Old Saint Nick will be there. Mm-hmm. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it really is. So
let's play a Kenny Loggins song.
Let's do that. And what's the website again? Tyler Russell?
Well, you can go to our website first. I think that's the easiest for our listeners. KX935.com. Click the link on the homepage to learn more about the Winter Concert Classic with Kenny Loggins.
On KX935, your daily scramble news now.
Yay, news!
First in local news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom.
Okay.
Concerned residents of Laguna Canyon's Sun Valley Drive neighborhood, which was hit hard by a 100-year flood in 2010, are understandably unnerved by this winter storm predictions. Jason, what does a 100-year flood mean?
It means it's the kind of flood that only happens every 100 years.
Thank you. I thought it meant it lasted 100 years, and then all of a sudden...
No, Tyler.
All right.
It would still be going on, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's what I was concerned with. I'm just worried about them. The excavated remains of a private dump that contributed to the blockages and flooding along Sun Valley 5 years ago now blends into the terrain of the surrounding canyon walls. Sun Valley residents and four other homeowner groups that comprise the Canyon Alliance of Neighborhoods Defense Organization, or CANDO, all recognize the potential impact of an overflowing creek as well as runoff flowing along the inclining Laguna Canyon Road, off canyon walls, and from the Laguna Coast Wilderness Park.
And if you think that's mind-bogglingly bad writing, you should have seen it before I rewrote it. Midnight. I nearly said noon. Midnight last night. It's probably can-do, not can-do, isn't it? Can-do. We can-do.
I'd like to call it condo.
I can do this.
One Sun Valley Drive homeowner, Olivia Batchelder, already has amassed sandbags along her property line in preparation for the coming rains. Huge amounts of water, knee-high, took out her lawn in 2010. She said we couldn't move back in for 4 months.
I hate that guy, knee-high. Knee-high!
And finally, advice on how residents can be prepared in case of El Nino flooding will be presented at a 6 p.m. workshop this Thursday at the Susie Q Center, 380 3rd Street.
Yeah, listen, if you live down in the canyon, that is a concern. I'm making fun of it because, well, that's what I get paid to do. But obviously,
just
if you're
to be
there,
clear.
Yeah, but there was some nasty flooding a few years ago in the canyon. Was that what we're talking about, 2010?
Yeah.
Is it 5 years since that nasty flooding?
Yeah.
That wiped out a bunch of artist studios and all that. Goodness me.
It's going to be a serious winter for sure.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. El Nino.
So make sure you protect yourself. Go learn more. Get some free sandbags around town if you would like.
Yeah. El Nino is Spanish for the Nino.
Let's look at national news now. Former U.S. Senator Fred Thompson, who mounted an unsuccessful bid for presidency, as well as acting in films and TV, has died at the age of 73. His family said he's been suffering from lymphoma. Thompson had various film roles and starred in the TV series Law & Order. As a lawyer, he served as chief Republican counsel to the Senate Watergate Committee that investigated President Richard Nixon. Thompson, the son of a used car salesman, first achieved fame as a young lawyer for a Senate committee during the Watergate hearings in the 1970s. His questioning of former Nixon aide Alexander Butterfield uncovered the president's secret tape recording system. He asked the vital question, "Mr. Butterfield, are you aware of the installation of any listening devices in the Oval Office of the president?"
Amazing. That's really historic. And when he was running for president, kind of made fun of him because he was sort of a dummy actor. But that's an incredible piece of American history. He asked the question, do you know what's going on in the White House? And the obvious answer, if you're going to be truthful, is, yeah, they're recording every conversation.
Yeah.
And that's how we got all those Nixon tapes.
What an everyman. What a jack of all trades.
Yeah.
Forrest Gumpian kind of dude.
American story, man.
Yeah.
Son of a car salesman and rose to dizzy heights of fame and did something really, really amazing for the country to crack open that Watergate case in that way. Amazing.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Next up, the U.S. will release nearly 6,000 people jailed for drug crimes in the coming days, an effort to reform policies that led to mass incarceration. About 3,400 inmates were already confined in places like halfway houses. The changes come as part of an effort to reverse long jail terms for nonviolent offenders who make up about half of the federal prison population. Many of these prisoners were released from federal custody on Friday. The rest will be released by tomorrow. They are the first wave of what will be thousands set free because of new rules from the U.S. Sentencing Commission. On average, their jail terms are being reduced by about 2 years. This release is the largest of its kind in U.S. history and up 46,000 of the country's 100,000 drug offenders could qualify.
Yeah, we reported on this last week, didn't we? We sort of talked about it quite in depth. 208,000 people in federal prisons in the U.S., 48% of them for nonviolent drug offenses.
Right, that's almost 100,000 people.
Yeah.
Wow.
37% of them are black, 34% of them are Hispanic, and $80 billion is the cost of incarceration in the U.S. That's 5 years ago. That's the last time for which statistics are available. $80 billion.
Well, about half of them are now getting out. So yeah. Hopefully they can come and contribute to society.
Yeah, let's hope so. Let's hope we can do something about rehabilitation rather than incarceration.
Let's look further afield in world news also today. Finally, the bodies of more than 140 of those killed in Saturday's air crash in Egypt have been flown back to St. Petersburg, Russia, as an investigation into the cause continues. All 224 people on the plane, most of them Russians, died when it came down over the northern Sinai Peninsula. The Airbus A321 was carrying 217 passengers, including 25 children. Russian transport authorities said that. There were 7 crew members on board also. A Russian government transport plane carrying the remains of many of the victims landed at St. Petersburg on Monday morning. Russia said it will pay compensation to the victims' families and help organize funeral procedures. The country observed a day of mourning on Sunday after its worst air crash disaster in history.
Yeah, and as an update to that story, the airline, which I'm going to pronounce it wrongly, of course, Kogalymavia, the Russian airline Kogalymavia, has blamed external influence for Saturday's Sinai plane crash.
Wow, what does that mean?
Well, they're saying that the official says the only reasonable explanation is that it was due to an external influence. So the plane itself was fine. They're saying it may have been taken down by, you know, a group that's working in the Sinai. It could be, they're saying it's ISIS that have done this. But they can't prove it yet, but they say it was premature to really speculate on the cause of the crash. That's the Federal Aviation Agency of Russia says that. But the airline says that the only reasonable explanation was it was due to external influence. Of course, the airline would say that, wouldn't they? They don't want to admit to
right, them having some sort of technical failure or a pilot failure or anything like that.
Right.
Which it very well still could be.
Obviously, technical fault is probably the most likely. Human error, possibly. I don't know. Or maybe there was a bomb on the airline on the plane itself. I don't know. We don't know. But the airline is saying it's probably, or they think it was an external cause.
Well, let's end on a fun note, shall we?
Yeah.
A 3-year-old fell out of a window, and a painting of blank broke his fall.
Okay, finish the headline.
3-year-old fell out of a window, and a painting of a mattress
that's
broke
pretty,
his fall.
I wish that was the story. That's very funny. A woman in Philadelphia named Deanna Prelo was getting ready to give her 3-year-old son a bath, and she went to grab his pajamas, and he fell out of a window.
He what leaned was he doing onto near it. The window? Don't put your 3-year-old near a window.
He leaned onto the plexiglass, and it popped out of the frame, and he fell down. So he fell 2 stories, and he landed on a painting of The Last Supper.
Wow.
In the backyard. That's great. Right? So the family says they don't know why there was a painting of The Last Supper in their backyard. They think it belongs to their grandmother, but they hadn't seen it in forever.
Wow.
Ended up in the backyard, broke the kid's fall, and doctors say it saved his life.
Is that thing going to become like one of those icons, like, you know, masses of people are going to show up there?
And... Well, now it's hanging above their fireplace rather than on the floor in their backyard.
I'm not surprised, yeah.
Isn't that unbelievable?
That is really great.
I love this story.
Yeah, that's really great.
Thanks, Jesus.
Well done, Jesus. He's doing things, still doing things.
Seriously,
after all this
no,
time.
No, that is a really good job on his part.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's play a song. Here's new from Chris Cornell. It's KX93.5. Don't forget, we're bringing Kenny Loggins to Irvine Bowl.
I know. It's wicked.
Daily Scramble Live.
Yes, good morning. Daily Scramble Live is our morning show. Hello, Jason Fetty.
Good morrow.
We made a big announcement today.
Mm-hmm.
That announcement is that Kenny Loggins will be playing in Irvine Bowl here in Laguna Beach for the Winter Concert Classic presented by The Montage and ourselves.
You can't
and that's
miss it.
Great.
Yeah, no, you cannot miss this big old community event. Fabulous music from Kenny Loggins in one ear and out the other. Lots of music from other people too. Who's the? There's a. You've got a singing group coming.
We've got a singing group coming.
Yes,
the Shadowboxers. They're called. They're up and coming, kind of a male harmonizing group. They're going to do a mixture of pop songs and their music and holiday favorites
they
as
do
well.
Do some holiday favorites yeah. too. Yeah, I was listening to them online when I was putting that promo together. Very good. Really cool. And I just think it's going to be a lovely. And the Montage will do it up. You know that.
Oh, absolutely. There's going to be a winter wonderland in the Festival of the Arts grounds with falling snow, holiday activities, and Santa Claus himself will be there at our show.
Good old Santa Claus.
Really, really exciting. Irvine Bowl doesn't get opened enough to the public for shows like this. We're happy to be a force that is able to do that, you know? And December 13th, we didn't even say the date earlier. December 13th is when the show is, 5 to 9 p.m. You can get tickets online starting tomorrow, only if you're a member of the radio station. That's how you get access to pre-sale tickets. You can become a member online and then buy tickets by following the link at kx93.5.com. Everybody else can buy tickets on Friday at 10 a.m.
We're not giving the price of tickets.
We can give the price of tickets if you'd like.
Well, I think it's important because I think it's a deal.
It ranges from $15 in the very back of the venue to $225 for the front with VIP reception and meet and greet, etc., and everywhere in between.
Yeah.
You can get a ticket at really any price level that suits your budget and needs, and you can sit wherever you'd like in the bowl. But you got to buy them early, I would suggest, if you want good tickets.
And I think that's really important. Everybody's welcome at this thing. Everyone in town, from the poorest to the richest. Obviously, we'd like to sell the expensive tickets because the whole thing goes to benefit our radio station, among others, too.
School Power and Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah, yeah. So it's really important for us as a fundraiser because, you know, we'll make our nut for the next few months and that keeps us going. So if you can afford the more expensive tickets, go for it. You get a better seat anyway and better sound. But there again, $15 gets you in and you can celebrate with the rest of us. So that's really great.
It's going to be great. I wanted to, Jason, recap our Halloween weekends.
Oh, Halloween weekend.
How was yours?
Oh, I didn't really notice Halloween until I went to Oak Street.
Yeah.
And then it was very Halloween-y.
You're somebody who talks about Halloween negatively for weeks and then it happens and you're like,
and
you know what?
Enjoy
this
it.
Is pretty fun.
I know. I think it's good radio to just diss it. And I do have this part of me that's like, I'm being forced into this frivolity. And I hate being forced into stuff like that by, you know, the
society.
No, but mostly by business. You've got to buy something. You've got to get a car.
Well, you didn't.
I didn't buy anything.
I didn't see you wearing anything that resembled a costume.
But I learned something this year about that. Because after I'd been at Oak Street, I went down to Hotel Laguna. And Hotel Laguna was full of people avoiding Halloween. So it was a big old support group, really, for Halloween-y people, non-Halloween-y people. But there were a couple of people there just wearing little horns on their head. And I thought, I can do that next year. I can, like, just give a nod to Halloween by wearing little horns or a T-shirt with a skull and crossbones on it. Because I don't like the costume. I think a lot of people just don't want to wear a costume all night, and I don't.
I don't really either, but I do it anyway.
You did it.
Because it's Halloween.
Yeah, well, you dressed up very well as a hazmat guy.
I've been three different things for Halloween. I was Axl Rose.
This year?
This year. I was Axl Rose last week and Friday.
Right.
I was the hazmat guy who was going to be, supposed to be like a cross between Breaking Bad and the people from Monsters, Inc. that take kids in a sack.
Right, I never thought, I wish I'd said to you, cooking up meth.
That was the idea. And then finally yesterday, for yet another dinner, I was Han Solo. I've been three different things. I'm so done.
Yeah, I bet you are.
One of my friends on Facebook, Chris, who maybe is listening right now, said, you guys, Halloween is a lot. That was his Facebook status this morning.
Yeah. Well,
which is totally true.
You know what? Respect is due if you get into it. But we did our ghost hunting thing last week, which was really fun.
Yeah.
And that podcast is available at kx935.com.
Sure is.
And then we do, Oak Street was really great. And what was impressive to me about it was that it was really Laguna-y.
Oh,
there was nobody paid for any costumes. Everybody had, like, just, you know, stuck something on their head or there was, and people
there were some pretty impressive costumes.
Yeah, but they made them themselves pretty much.
They put
them together. Very creative, I thought. The best ones were the creative ones.
You didn't see the costume contest. You left before it happened.
Yeah.
The winner of the kids was a self-made costume. This kid who dressed up as a DJ and gave himself a DJ console around his body. And he had an iPod connected to it. It was actually playing music out of it.
Oh,
it was
cool.
Awesome. Yeah. And the adult who won was a guy who looks exactly like Kevin James, the actor, and dressed up as Paul Blart.
Oh,
Malkoff.
I saw him.
Oh, man.
And he had a golf cart with security on the...
Yeah, he was Paul Bart Malkoff.
And he was a double of him.
He killed it. Yeah. So he won. He got a large round of applause.
I saw men in Speedos, like, no shame. Just enjoying the moment. Silly as can be. Really wonderful. The chili cook-off was great. And it's just really lovely local. It's a lovely local event.
Now, it is a six-hour DJ gig for me.
Yeah.
But it's fun. It's so fun. And I do play the same songs about four times.
Well, you've got to play the Monster Mash. You've got to play I'm Bad, I'm Bad.
No, not that one.
What's the one?
The other one.
I'm a thriller.
A guy came up to me at the end of the night. He goes, hey, I don't know if you have it, but could you maybe play Thriller? And I said,
you've only just got here. Right?
I said, you want to hear Thriller on Halloween? I said that. He goes, yeah, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, no,
I was like, I've played it six times, bro. you totally missed it.
It was great. It was really fun. I was only there for the kids, so I didn't see the sort of adult revelry that goes on later on at night.
Oh, yeah, it started going down later on in the night.
Did it? But the kids were really fantastic, really fun.
It was great. And then the day after, the sunshine changed its pattern, and now we're in November.
Right. That's the thing about Halloween, because I think of Halloween in Britain... It's dark, it's misty, it's spooky.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here it was 82 degrees. It's just weird.
Your country's a lot older. A lot more scary things going on over there.
Right, older and colder.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, James Pribram's going to be here shortly. He's going to tell us what to expect from November. Are we going to get colder? Hard to say.
Yeah.
But we'll find out.
Find out.
Coming up.
Here's your morning surf report with Eco Warrior James Pribram on KX93.5.
Live in studio. Hair and everything. James Pribram.
Hair and everything?
Yeah.
Well, I'd be bummed to lose my hair.
Good morning, James.
You would be bummed.
Can I say that?
You would be totally bummed. No, you would. You would. You would. You would. You're a guy who cares about his appearance. Let's put it that way.
Says Goldilocks over there, or gray locks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice to see you live in studio.
Good to be here.
Yeah. It's been a while since you've done this.
I know.
So nice of you.
On my way up to Newport.
It's good because I teased it this morning saying that we really need to understand what's going to happen in November, and you are going to be the guy to explain it to us.
Yeah, where to start? Let's start this morning with high tide at 8:23 a.m. at 2.85, and a high tide this afternoon at 2:26 p.m. at 4.46. Waves today are pretty small, about 1 to 2, occasional 3-foot wave, but we're going to see a little bump and swell tomorrow, about 3 to 4 feet. Today's high is looking about 72, low of 48, 30% chance of showers. And we're going to have some southeast wind today, about 5 to 10 miles per hour, but I'm going with no rain. And I'm going with more sunshine in November.
You're going to the 72% side of things, not the 38%.
Exactly.
Huh. Yeah.
Is that what the betting is? 72% say sunny November, 38%, or must be 28. 28, 72, 28.
I'm getting confused.
Yeah. 28, is that what it is? Is that what you're saying?
He always confuses me.
I'm confused.
It could be the accent.
Just today.
That's
not
what
November,
I'm asking. Oh, just today.
Yeah. Today.
72% chance of no rain. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And
I don't even know what the percentage are. I'm looking outside and I don't feel rain.
You're not feeling it. This is how our weather guy does it. He feels it in his bones.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
And makes
it's not gonna rain.
Calculated decision. I'm all for it.
Do you know about divining? Do you know about that thing where you hold sticks and you look for water, and if it's moving, if the sticks move.
Oh, I like that.
It's a spiritual thing, man.
I need to learn how to do that. Then I'd really be a weather guy.
You don't need it. You already feel it in your bones. Your bones.
Right hand, left hand.
Yeah, something's going on there. So you're saying no rain, but you're usually right. You've been wrong before, but you're usually right.
I have?
Yeah. I don't know that he's ever been wrong.
Yeah, he's been wrong, yeah.
When?
Yeah, that time when you thought you were wrong.
But I was right. But I was right.
So are you thinking El Nino's going to be less impactful in general than people are saying?
No, I think it's going to be a late start.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it going to be one of those things where it's like a big? They make a big deal out of it, like the millennium thing, where everything was going to explode in 2000, and nothing really.
It is
happened.
The weather; you never know. But I would say having 72 degree water in November—that's
insane.
It's
very,
weird,
very El Nino like, and 82 degrees on October. I mean, Halloween.
Yeah,
yeah. No,
unbelievable.
Sometimes these things, like the Mayan calendar, everything was supposed to. You know, 2012, that was the end of everything.
I'm going to say we're going to have at least 3 major, major storms this winter.
Yeah.
3, at least. Like, really big storms. So scared.
Maybe people should be a bit conscious, especially
definitely.
If you live in a canyon.
They should at least be prepared.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, it's been a long time since we've had a really wet winter here. Yeah. And I hate to say this, but it feels like it's going to be a gnarly winter.
Really?
Seriously.
Well,
it
right.
really feels like it. And it might not happen. I mean, I think our last one about 10 years ago in March, we saw a record high of rainfall. And I think it might be March again this year.
Yeah.
This winter, but next year, obviously. March.
And the weather here in California as well, as opposed to other places where it's less consistent, is so consistent that over time, over years of being here, you do get a sense of what's happening before it actually happens. Very different in where I'm from, Northern Europe, where it can be raining at noon and then at 12:15 everybody's sitting outside, you know, smoking cigars. So I don't know. I remember when I first got here. I remember Bob Hawkins, a guitar player out of the 133 band, playing at Mozambique Tonight, by the way. He said to me one time, it was mid-October, it was 79 degrees, and he said, "Oh, touch of fall in the air." And I just got here and I went, "Touch of fall, it's 79 degrees, pal." But there was a certain thing, the oceans turned a certain colour, you know, there was a certain breeze in the air.
It smells a little different.
There's a smell about it. Yeah.
Lighting, the clouds,
yep.
You
yep.
know, those type of things.
Yep.
They have been, you know, subtly changing. The other night, Halloween night, it was a little bit crisper and cooler that night in the air.
Yeah, it was.
It wasn't that summer feel. It started to change.
Just later than usual, for sure.
Just later. I mean, that's a El Nino phenomenon, though. That's what happens. 70-degree water in November? That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
J-Mo, thank you for keeping an eye on all of it for us.
You are the
eco warrior.
Thank you.
And the Surf Report's brought to you by Access Energy and Skydive Elsinore. Anything else, folks?
No, I think that's brilliant. So what we say, let's just recap. What's going to happen today? No rain?
No rain.
All right.
Nope.
Recap.
Thanks.
And warm water.
Here's a song by Givers. It's weather appropriate. It's called Record High, Record Low.
That's Junior Junior there. They're formerly Dale Earnhardt Junior Junior, which always reminds me. You've seen that movie, Everything is Illuminated?
Yeah, I have.
So remember Sammy Davis Junior Junior. This is my dog, Sammy Davis Junior Junior.
Yeah, I do remember that.
So that was always makes me think of that. Music news, fans of the Stone Roses, overrated Manchester band, the Stone Roses, are speculating this morning about activity from the band after a series of posters carrying the band's Lemon logo have appeared around their hometown of Manchester in the north of England.
I just became aware of this band, I think, 2 years ago when they played Coachella or some other major music festival.
Right.
And everybody said, who's that? Because nobody in America really, really cares about the Stone Roses.
I know. Well, they're one of those bands like the Pixies that are very highly influential or were influential on bands like Oasis and Primal Scream.
I mean, they're a huge deal. I came to understand that they're a huge deal.
Yeah.
And I was very surprised that I didn't know who they were.
Ian Brown, he's the lead singer.
That's the guy.
And they replaced John Squire as a guitar player, and he's gone. They replaced him with a guy called Aziz. Oh, I'm going to get this wrong.
I'm sorry.
Aziz Ibrahimi. I'm sure that's his name. Anyway, because Noel Gallagher said, Noel Gallagher from Oasis said that was the hardest job to replace in rock.
Really?
Replacing John Squire, yeah. So, you know, that whole Manchester scene, they all sort of gee each other up, and Noel Gallagher thinks the Stone Roses are the greatest band ever and all of that stuff. They're all a little bit kissy-kissy, but
didn't they do a couple shows, like 2 years ago? I want to say at Wembley Stadium or someplace like that in your home country that's large. Where's a place that holds lots of people?
It probably was Wembley. Could have been. But they played at Coachella, as you say.
Yeah.
In 2013.
Something like that. Yeah, so around that time, they played Wembley or something and sold it out twice.
I'm just looking down the list of stuff about them. I don't see anything about that. Probably. Oh, no, it'll have been Trafford Park. It was Trafford Park in Manchester. Mm. It's where Manchester United play football, soccer.
Oh, right.
Yeah, 30th of May 2000. And it was broadcast live across movie theaters in United Kingdom. It was a big deal.
I can't believe how big deal this
band. No, it's huge. It was a fun time. The early 90s in Britain was all that. Whole Manchester, Second Summer of Love. It was a lot of fun.
So today, these little logos have been popping up around Manchester, which says to fans of Stone Roses that perhaps they're
something's
releasing
going on.
New music or
each
whatever.
Each poster has that. If you slice a lemon in half and you look at what that looks like, that's what the poster looks like. But they've... And that's famously their logo. So each poster has 16 of these lemons on each sheet of paper, if you think of it that way.
Right.
But there's loads of these across Manchester showing up in newspaper stores and grocery shop, anything, anywhere you can put a poster in a window, they're showing up. And each poster, although there are maybe 20 posters in each window, so it's really prominent, it's really obvious when you walk by.
Right.
And each one of the posters got 16 lemons on it, suggesting that something's going to happen in 2016.
Oh, I see.
It's really great marketing, actually.
It is good marketing, and they successfully got us to talk about it all the way across the pond, didn't they? So
yeah, I guess
they did
so,
something.
Yeah.
Their PR team did something right.
Yeah.
Shall we play a Stone Roses song?
Why not? Let's get familiar or reacquaint ourselves.
Would you like to introduce it?
Yeah, if I can. Oh, it's Waterfall, right? This is Stone Roses and Waterfall. It's KX93.5.
Daily Scramble Live.
KX93.5 is home to the Winter Concert Classic, co-presented by The Montage and ourselves at Irvine Bowl. Pageant of the Masters, December 13th, with Kenny Loggins.
Yay, Kenny. Footloose.
And also a band called The Shadow Boxers and also local favorite David Allen Baker. Tickets go on sale tomorrow morning. That was our big announcement earlier today, and you will hear plenty more about the Winter Concert Classic. Are you guys ready for something?
Mm-hmm.
It's time for Guess That Alt J Lyric on KX93.5.
This again.
Producer Steph in studio. Good morning, Steph. Hello.
Good morning. Hi. How's it going?
Guess That Alt J Lyric is just what it sounds like. We're going to hear an Alt J song, and Jason and I are going to try to guess what on earth the lead singer, Joe, is saying.
Do you like your job, Steph? You
love
like,
it.
You like just sitting around chopping up Alt J songs?
That's all I do every day, all day, every day.
Yeah.
It's great.
All right.
So shall we start with number one, Steph?
Let's do it. This is from the track Fitz Pleasure, one of your favorites, Tyler. Here we go.
Once more.
googling every corner. Deep greedy and googling in every corner.
I heard deep green googling in every corner.
Wow, that was pretty close. Jason wins that round.
Wow.
It is deep greedy and googling every corner.
Wow, you almost
got exactly what I said.
It's very good, very good.
Well done.
Guess That Alt-J Lyric is a difficult game.
Very hard.
Jason's winning.
Almost as hard as sing along to Pearl Jam.
I've spent a lot of time in bars with people slurring it. So I'm really good at this.
All right, number two.
All right, from Breeze Blocks, here it is.
Cedrazine, your fever's greet me again.
Oof. One more time.
Cedrazine, your fever's greet me again.
Cedrazine, your fever's get me again.
Yeah, I think that's right. Cedrazine must be some sort of pill. Oh, I'm really high on Cedrazine right now.
This is a hard one because actually the first word is cetrazine, which I'm not even sure what that is.
I'm
very
Googling.
Close.
I'm Googling. Yeah. In every corner, I'm Googling.
Cetrazine, your fever's gripped me again.
Mm-hmm. Well, considering we said the same thing, neither one of us gets a point, I don't think.
So we're still at Jason 1, Tyler Zip.
I hate losing.
Okay, here's another one from Breeze Blocks.
She bruises calls, she's
plotted
pistol shows.
Whoa.
Sorry, I went to the next one. Okay, hear that is again.
She bruises calls, she's plotted pistol shows.
She bruises cold, his blood is pistol shoaled.
Doesn't mean
anything at all.
Cetrazine's an allergy medication, by the way.
Thanks, Jason.
Play it for us one more time, would you?
Sure.
She bruises cold, she's blood is pistol sure.
She bruises cold, she's blood is pistol sure.
She bruises coal, I'm hearing.
She bruises coal as a day job.
It's just a hobby.
What's the whole thing?
One more time.
Yeah, sure.
She bruises cold, she's blood is pistol sure.
She's blood is crystal coke shores. Crystal, I don't know.
All right, Steph.
She bruises coughs. She splutters pistol shots. Let's just hear that again because it's ridiculous.
She bruises calls. She splutters pistol shots.
That makes sense.
Kind of. He's got no consonants, has he?
No, it's all one word. The whole song is one word.
Yeah. No elocution training from him.
Goodness
wow,
me.
Big word. All right, do we have one more?
We have one more.
Who was closer on that last one?
I didn't even guess.
Definitely
yeah,
me.
We're going to go Tyler. Yeah.
It's one to
one.
One
each.
Tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker right here. From Tessellate.
While we stones alone, my love.
All right, one more time.
While we stones alone, my love.
All right, you're first, Jason.
Library stones alone, my lover.
I breathe stones alone, my lover.
Well, you both got stones alone, my lover, which is right. Wild greens.
Wild greens?
That's the first two words.
Is that kale? What kind of... What is it? Collard?
Wild greens, stones
wild
alone,
greens.
My lover.
That's right.
Meaningless.
Once more.
Wild greens, stones.
No way.
There's a little click at the beginning of it. That's thrown. Play it one more time.
It's my
phone.
Yeah, there's a little click at the beginning.
It does sound like
you
library.
Failed us. You failed us.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. I'm fired.
Hey, good game, everyone.
Woo!
It's time for Guess That Alt-J Lyric on KX93.5.
All right, this is KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. I'm Tyler Russell. Jason Fetty's here as well. Good morning, sir.
Morning.
And the guys from Moonsville Collective in studio now. Hello.
Hey. Good morning. Pleasure to be here.
You all just barely squeezed in here for the radio interview.
Yeah.
Well done. Welcome. So Ryan and Corey are on the microphone now talking about this band out of Costa Mesa, right?
Yeah, a couple of us live there. We're from there, but some of us live in Long Beach. Some of us live in La Mirada, in LA area.
Yeah, you're an OC band at heart.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, cool. And we should mention there's a secret word and effect in the interview.
Right? Yes.
Okay, would you like to explain the secret word?
We have a word in mind, and if you say it, things happen.
Uh-oh.
What actually happens, Tyler? Nothing really.
Nothing really. Nothing really happens.
Do you know what we usually do this for? We do it because some bands come in here and they don't know what to do on the radio, and they're boring.
That's not why we do it.
And they say the same word over and over?
We're just trying to make this thing. But the six of you, it's going to be all right.
But if you say the word, we'll get a lot of fanfare and applause.
Right. Yeah. Okay. We got a thing. We press a button and applause happens.
Yeah, okay. It'll be great. Wonderful. So I know you guys have played a lot around OC. I've seen you guys doing shows. Have you been in here before? You've been on somebody's show, haven't you?
I don't recall that we have.
No. I thought you had. Well, we're fans of you. Yeah. Well,
thank you very much.
We have been for a while.
Yeah, we're playing we're playing music of yours on the radio.
All right.
Get out of here.
Yeah. You'll never see the money.
I get the emails when you send your playlists in, and I try to keep an eye out. So
cool.
I'll have to keep an eye out a little closer.
Well, we appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you.
That's our job, to make sure bands like you are supported, especially local ones in Orange County. So
totally. And I'm delighted that we've got real instruments in here. We've got mandolin, and we've got a fiddle and a upright bass. And I love it when we get acoustic instruments in the studio. It's really refreshing. Brilliant.
How do people respond to you guys typically at a show when they see, you know, a giant upright bass and a mandolin and a violin? People know what to expect, that it's going to be kind of a living room, folky, jam band kind of show. I mean, it must be kind of refreshing in today's music scope.
Yeah, I think people know what they're going to get. And if they don't, then they find out. And they hopefully come back to the shows. And I think people dig it.
They're not like, oh, pogoing tonight. Headbanging. It's going to happen tonight. Yeah. It's going to go off in here.
Right.
No, well, they're thinking two-step.
Yeah, it's unique of you guys. It's refreshing to do this kind of music in a landscape that's very electronically driven. And, you know, around here, there's a lot of rock, reggae kind of music. Yep. But, you know, you're not that at all. So, I mean, do you feel like you stand out because of that, or is it challenging?
Yeah, I think we definitely stand out. It's a little challenging sometimes because you might get thrown on a bill with someone who's a little different, but there's a couple of really great promoters in Orange County that work well to cultivate, you know, the kind of Americana roots scene. And so we definitely have a little home with a lot of those bands, and, you know, so it seems to work out for us.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought home was going to be the word.
No, it's not home.
Giraffe. Sticking with giraffe.
See, I like the secret word because it's all they think about. They no longer want to promote their music anymore. It's not even about
right. Just whipping out an online dictionary, got the phone open. It's got to be one of these words.
You guys have a few shows coming up, right? So the Wayfarer on November 12th, which is next Thursday. Is that right?
That's right.
And then you're in Hermosa Beach at St. Rock. You're at El Cid in L.A. And then Pappy and Harriet's, which is a really cool venue for you guys, I would say. I mean, legendary kind of folky Americana roots venue.
Yeah, that's one of our favorite places to play.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Wayfarer is kind of like a local show for you. So, I mean, a lot of fans that you see at shows regularly come to that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's kind of the local Orange County spot for us. And since it switched from a Detroit bar, it's been a place we really love to play.
Yeah.
Eric and all the whole crew over there is great. So we usually have a pretty good crowd come out. We have a lot of friends in the area.
How has it changed since it switched over in your perspective?
Well, there's food now. It's a little cleaner, maybe. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't smell as bad. The bathroom's nice. The, you know, the stall's a little cleaner.
Yeah. That's how.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
There was just.
I think it still sounds the same. You know,
it smells better.
Yeah, it smells better.
You know, when you're touring, like they give you a little tour book and it's got a little note on the on each date for, you know, you open the book, you go, oh, we're in Costa Mesa today. So what's happening here? Detroit bar, beware backstage area.
Right.
But it's really cool. I mean, if you all just bring your parents, you've got a gig on your hands.
Parents and wives. There's already a built-in crowd.
The bus rolls in, you know.
Yeah.
Is this now everybody in the band? Or are we still missing one or two people?
This is it now.
That's everybody. Yeah. All right. Because I think there were seven people in your Facebook picture. Yeah. What happened to that guy? Is he okay?
Yeah, he's okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Just checking. All right.
Yeah, Drew's a good friend of ours. He's one of our best friends. He's a professional surf photographer. So he just got busy, and there's a little bit of a fork in the road. But, you know, we're close.
We miss you, Drew.
Yeah, we miss you.
Yeah,
miss you,
Drew.
We thought you'd be here today, Drew.
No, this way you all get $30 a piece for a gig.
Right.
So works out better all around. Hey,
making it.
Cool. So do you guys, should we have him play a song? Can we do
I'd love it. Yes, please.
Let's do that. Right. So Moonsville Collective is live in studio on KX93.5. And we've got pretty much all the guys in studio. Again, they have a show at the Wayfarer next Thursday night. And we'll make sure to remind you of the rest of the shows they have coming up. What instruments we have? Banjo, mandolin, violin, stand-up bass, guitar,
everything.
Amazing.
Dobro, yeah. That's an interesting guitar, sir, at the back there. That, what's that thing?
Bald
Is
eagle?
That a dobro?
Bald eagle.
Wow, it's very unusual. It's orange. It's got the dobro kind of electric thing. A rattlesnake rattle is attached to the top of it, an actual rattlesnake rattle.
It has a solo.
Wow.
It has a solo in the song.
Oh, it sounds beautiful. Very nice. Okay, looking forward to it.
All right, cool. Whenever you guys are ready, the whole band's live in studio. Moonsville Collective on KX 93.5.
This song's called Blue Money Grove.
Let's go up to the mountain and get warm by the burning bush. Well, come on, let's go down to Noah's rainbow and jump on that boat of wood. I was drinking that whiskey and she was drinking that wine. And I can tell by the look in her eyes she's getting higher than a Georgia pine. Yeah, let's go down, down to Blue Money Grove. Yeah, let's go down where that blue money grows. Well, yes, I am a kind man, I believe in the holy book. But if you touch my woman, I ain't much more than a crook. And if your luck does touch her, well, you best ride out of town and pray on your horse that my angels force my demons to the ground. Yeah, let's go down, down the Blue Money Grove. Yeah, let's go down where that blue money grows. Yes, I found a diamond way down in the mines. With the skin like milk and her hair dark silk, I'm leaving the mines this time. Yes, I'm back on the road, I know change is gonna come. Yes, it once was two, now it's four old boots leaving tracks down in the mud. Yeah, let's go down, down to Blue Money Grove. Yeah, let's go down where that blue money grow. Let's go down to Blue Money Grove. Yeah, let's go down where that blue money grows.
Yeah,
killer.
Awesome.
So good. Moonsville Collective is live on KX93.5. Pretty much every instrument in the book was represented in that song, and they all got a solo. That was really cool.
Right, and everybody. So the thing about bands like you is it's so wonderful that you can hear everything, and you're very generous to each other to give each other space. And when your man there with the dobro came up to the mic and played a solo, everybody backed off a little bit. It's just a joy to watch. Great to, you know, to see a combo that kind of respects each other. And I don't know, man. Really great. I love it.
All right, we're going to get him to play another song for us here. Moonsville Collective, again, you can see at the Wayfair in Costa Mesa next Thursday night. And then we'll have him back in the studio to talk more about our secret word to see if they can get it right, because I know Corey really wants to get it right.
Absolutely no swearing. Chinese food? End of the line. Back on the road, it's nothing but farm towns and big city lights fading in the background. Fruit trees swaying and they go 100 miles, make a person start thinking about life's trials and the seeds of time and how they soon get to sow. And Thomas singing, hold on, and we keep on rolling. And there's a time for laughing and a time for crying. In this past year, too many good folks have been dying. And all I can do is make the best of what you left me and help toward the line. Understand about the wind and the weather, or a God above, and if things are getting better, and I call my friends, and we go on a band, because you never know when you see them again, and is it just dumb luck? back on the road. There's nothing but farm towns. There's nothing but farm towns. There's nothing but farm towns.
So great. Yeah, guys. Awesome.
That's it.
Moonsville Collective live on KX 93.5. I had you on Periscope that whole time. So we're still broadcasting live to, I don't know, South America or
somewhere, yeah.
somewhere who really likes it.
Brazil.
Do you guys have day jobs outside of being in a band?
Unfortunately. Yeah, some of us do, some of us don't. Some of us work, some of us work the art.
Yeah?
Yeah, yes and no.
What sorts of things do you do? What do you do?
Seth and myself, we work with kids.
Cool.
Keeps us humble. They make fun of us. Reminds us that we're not that cool.
Dan's retired, but he at one point was an art teacher for many years. I'm a financial advisor. Sean's a Rambo enthusiast part-time. He, believe it or not, and that's like more true than he would probably care to admit.
I prefer to hunt and fish in my time off, meaning when I'm not playing music.
I'm sure you do.
And Ryan and his wife are artists, so they get by doing paintings and music. And
so is music's more like a passion for you? It's more...
I mean, with 6 or 7 guys, we're going for it. Yeah. It's probably going to take a little longer before the big checks start coming in.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, you know what? Mailbox, I bet it's a great night when you guys are rehearsing. I'm sure you're sitting around drinking beers and having a good time, and I don't know, you just enjoy the moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you sound fantastic. The meld of all the instruments and everything together is makes my job as the engineer on this gig very easy. So appreciate that.
Thank you.
Sound amazing. When's the gig again?
Next Thursday night at the Wayfair in Costa Mesa, and then you've got a couple more after that, right? L.A. On the... I had it. You tell me.
The 14th?
14th, right. That's right. Hermosa Beach, the St. Rock, and then El Cid in L.A. on the 19th, then Pappy and Harriet's on the 21st. But Costa Mesa, obviously the closest, next Thursday night to see you guys. Thank you very much.
Yeah, please come.
Yeah, no, we'd love to, and we'll hopefully get some people there as well. Anything else, Jason?
No, just delighted to meet you guys. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you guys so much.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Try one more time on the secret word.
I'll go with caterpillar.
Bass Pro Shop.
Three words.
Nitwit.